Today we're building an Amen-style intro in Ableton Live 12, and the big goal is simple. Make it hit hard without eating all your headroom before the drop even arrives. If you've ever heard a jungle or DNB intro that instantly locks in the vibe, that's the energy we're chasing here. Fast, gritty, DJ-friendly, and under control. We want the break to feel alive, but we do not want the master to be slammed before the main section even starts. That's a very common beginner trap, so we're going to build this the smart way. Start by setting your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A really solid default is 172. Create a new project, then set up a few tracks, one audio track for the Amen break, a MIDI track for extra percussion, another MIDI track for a filtered bass tease, and one or two tracks for atmosphere and transition effects. Before you place any sounds, put a spectrum on the master so you can keep an eye on the low end, and load a utility on the master as well. Leave it at 0 dB for now. This is just your clean reference point. We're not mastering anything yet. We're building arrangement balance first. Now drag in a clean Amen style break sample. If it's a loop, turn warp on and use beats mode so it locks to your tempo. Don't stress about making it perfect right away. The first job is just to get it playing tightly in time. Once it's in place, start cleaning it up. Slice the break at the important transients, especially the kick, the snare, and any busy hat hits that are crowding the groove. If the sample has a muddy tail or a messy low-end rumble, trim that back too. Keep the strongest snare accents intact, because that's part of the identity of the Amen. If a hit is way too loud, pull it down with clip gain instead of trying to fix everything later in the chain. A really good beginner starting point is to lower the clip gain by about 3 to 6 dB if the sample is already hot. That alone can save you a ton of headroom later. Remember, a great intro is not just about sounding loud. It's about sounding controlled and clear. Now let's shape the break a little. Put EQ 8 after it and use a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if you need to clear out useless sub-rumble. Be careful not to thin it out too much. We're cleaning, not gutting the break. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the easiest ways to make a break feel bigger and more confident without just turning it up. Start with a modest drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 12%. Keep boom very low or off at first, because the Amen already has a lot going on in the low mids. You can add transients if you want more snap. A little goes a long way here. If the break feels too sharp or too jumpy, follow it with a compressor and use a gentle setting. Something like a 2 to 1 ratio and only a little gain reduction. We're talking maybe 1 to 3 dB. That's enough to glue the break without flattening the personality out of it. If you want a bit of vintage grit, you can use saturator instead of, or after, drum bus. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then compensate the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. That's a huge lesson in production. If it sounds better only because it's louder, it's not actually better yet. Now let's add a second rhythm layer. This is where the intro starts feeling like a real arrangement instead of just a loop. Create a MIDI track with a drum rock and keep it light. Use closed hats, shakers, clicks, or rim shots. The idea is to add motion, not compete with the break. Program a few ghost notes around the Amen pattern. Think little offbeat hats, a soft rim before snare, or occasional 16th note taps at very low velocity. Keep most velocities in the 20 to 60 range, and only hit the stronger accents a bit higher if needed. This layer should feel like air and movement. It should support the groove, not replace it. If you want that looser jungle feel, try a bit of swing from the groove pool. Just keep it subtle. You don't need to overcook the shuffle. In this style, a little swing can make the break breathe in a really nice way. Now for one of the most important parts, the bass tease. Do not bring in the full drop bass yet. That's a common beginner mistake. Instead, make a filtered bass hint on a separate MIDI track using operator, analog, or waveable. A simple setup works best. Start with a sine or a saw sine style tone, then low pass it around 120 to 250 Hz. Keep the envelope fairly short, with a quick attack and a medium decay. You can add a tiny bit of pitch movement if you want more tension, but don't overdo it. This is not the full bass line. It's just enough to suggest what's coming. Place EQ 8 after the bass and make sure it isn't stacking too much energy in the low mids. If the sound feels clicky, roll off some top end. If it starts crowding the break around 100 to 200 Hz, back it off. And if the low end feels wide or messy, use utility to keep it mono and centered. A tight, simple bass tease is usually much more powerful than a big one in an intro. This part is all about headroom discipline. If the intro bass is too loud or too broad, the drop won't feel bigger later. You want the listener to feel like the energy is building, not already maxed out. Now add atmosphere. This can be vinyl noise, a distant pad, a field recording, a drone, or a filtered noise wash. Keep it dark and subtle. Atmosphere in DNB should frame the groove, not bury it. Put auto filter on the atmosphere and start with a low pass somewhere around 500 to 2000 Hz. Then automate it opening slowly over 8 or 16 bars. That gradual reveal is super effective in fast music because even small changes feel meaningful. If you want tension, add just a bit of resonance, but keep it under control so it doesn't get whistle-y. You can also add reverb or hybrid reverb, but use restraint. A decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is usually enough for atmosphere, and the dry wet should stay low. Around 10 to 25% is plenty. If the reverb is washing out the break or filling up the low mids, pull it back. A lot of headroom problems in breakbeat intros come from the 150 to 400 Hz zone getting crowded by layers, not just from the sub itself. Another good move is to automate the break filter a little. You could start the amen slightly muted in the first few bars, then open it up by bar 8. That gives you a classic lift without even changing the rhythm much. It's a simple trick, but it works for your arrangement. Think in phrases. A really solid intro shape is 16 bars total. Bars 1 to 4 can be sparse. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in a little more percussion or open the filter. Bars 9 to 12 can feel fuller and more defined. Then bars 13 to 16 can build toward the drop with a fill, a riser, or a short transition hit. Now group your drum elements into a drum group or a drum bus. This is where you shape the whole intro as one unit. On the group, you can use a Q8 to clean up any rumble or low mid buildup, drum bus to add a bit of glue and bite, and utility if you need a small gain trim. If you use a compressor, keep it gentle. Usually just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is enough. And here's the big coaching point. Do not chase loudness yet. Keep the intro energetic, yes, but not mastered. If you're hitting red or constantly flirting with clipping, lower the group and keep going. The goal is to preserve space so the drop can land harder. In the last one or two bars before the drop, add a simple fill. You do not need a crazy edit. In fact, clean often hits harder than busy. You could duplicate the last bar of the break and slice a few hits tighter, create a snare roll from chopped amen snares, drop in a reverse cymbal, or use a short noise riser that opens with auto filter. You can also let the atmosphere fade out a little, or even pull back one layer right before the drop so the main section feels huge by comparison. That little bit of empty space matters a lot in fast music. Silence, or near silence, can make the next hit feel massive. Now do a quick headroom check. Solo and unsolo the layers one by one and watch the master. Listen for low-end masking, harsh upper mids, and anything that feels like it's making the intro smaller instead of bigger. If the mix feels crowded, lower the bass tees first. Then remove a percussion layer if needed. Then trim the reverb. Then clean up the low mids with EQ. A great beginner test is to turn the master utility down by 6 dB. If the intro suddenly falls apart, that's a sign it was depending too much on volume rather than groove and balance. You want the intro to still feel solid even when it's quieter. So let's recap the key idea. Build the amen intro around groove and tension, not loudness. Keep the break recognizable. Add only the percussion, bass tees, and atmosphere that actually move the arrangement forward. Use EQ, utility, drum bus, saturator, and gentle compression to control the energy. Automate filters and effects to create motion. And leave headroom on purpose so the drop can hit with real impact. If you want to practice this right now, build two versions. Make one minimal and dark, with just the break, one light percussion layer and atmosphere. Then make a second version that's busier, with extra ghost notes, a bass tease, and a fill. Keep both below clipping. Use at least one automation lane in each, and compare them at the same volume. Ask yourself which one feels more usable in a DJ mix, which one leaves more room for the drop, and which one sounds bigger without actually being louder. That's the real skill here. Not just making a cool amen intro, but making one that sets up the track like a pro.